number two, okay? Let's begin. What's the kavana of the din in the brisa? Dolphin sukkah, kedolphin leaning shabbos of achli ben kanala rechaveru shal shlosh l'tfachim. So the Gemara had a din here on Zayin Amar Aleph. Gemara has a loch here on Zayin Amar Aleph that says that your sukkah's kshayra, as long as it's loved to each other, both either vertically or horizontally. And in that perspective, Shabbos and Sukkah are identical. Okay? That's what the Gemara means. I just want you to know that then you can build a Rosh Hashanah as long as they're within three Tvachim of one another. And you can build a what? You can build a Rosh Hashanah also if they're horizontally within three Tvachim of one another. And also a Sukkah you could build within three Tvachim of one another. And also whether they're vertically or horizontal. Okay? So that's what the Gemara means in 27. So there's no doubt that you can build a sukkah that way. There's no doubt that you can build a what? You can build a Rosh Hashanah in that way as well. Okay, so that's plain and simple. That's number what? That's number 27. 28. What did Tosfos say on this? L'gabi Rav Oshi, l'gabi Mechitza, shesilasu merubei chamasa. So Tosfos pointed out the following. We just said that you could build a sukkah.
I think I left a sheet in.
Yes. Here. This is number two, okay? Tosfos says, here, the Feirish, Tosfos says here, the following. He's bothered by a Zion Amar Aleph. It says Beferish, on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, it says that there is a din that we need to have the Tfachin, they have to be horizontal to three, either vertically or horizontally, and that's the same thing that applies to both Sukkah and to both Shabbos. So Tosfos says here on Zayin Amar Aleph, he points out the following Ha'arah. He points out that it's very possible that even though when you have three tefachim, even though when there's a three tefachim space between, even though there's less than a three tefachim space between the vertical poles or the horizontal poles, there's no doubt there's more sun that's going to get in there than the walls. So if there's more sun that's going to get in there than the walls, you should have a problem of what? Chamsa merub mitzilasa. So what's the answer? The answer is, yeah, if you build a sukkah or a Rosh Hashanah with their sticks within three tefachim of one another, both horizontally or vertically, the Gemara says that's kosher both for a sukkah and to create an enclosure for Rosh Hashanah, for Shabbos. So it comes out that physically, though, there's more sunlight than shade that gets in there. So since there's more sunlight than shade that gets in there, so isn't that a problem? Chamsa merub mitzilasa. So the answer is no, it's not a problem, because we don't hold like Rav Oshi. Rav Oshi on Zayin Amar Aleph says that what? That if you have more, you need more shade than sunlight through the walls too, not just the schach, correct? We don't paskin like Rav Oshi. We don't care about that. So if you have a sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, that's built with little poles that are vertical within three tefachim or horizontal, then that's fine, halacha lemaisa. There's more sunlight than shade that gets through. I don't care. Because more sunlight than shade because of the walls, I don't paskin like Rav Oshi. Rav Oshi is the one who requires that. We don't paskin Yosef like Rav Oshi. We paskin like who? The chachamim. Okay? So that answers number 28.
Because of the fact that the more shade is from the stock.
Correct. We don't care about the walls, according to the Chum. According to Rav Oshi, you do. But our Gemara, we don't hold like Rav Oshi.
Even if that sunlight overtakes the rest of the sukkah because the stock isn't enough.
Yeah, we don't care about that. All the determining factor is the schach. We don't care about the notion of sunlight and shade from the walls.
If the walls have big enough break between them.
Doesn't make a difference. We ignore it. We only look at the schach. If there's more shade than sunlight from the schach, that's good. If there's more sunlight than shade, it's bad. What about the walls? I don't care about the walls. This din is against Rav Oshi. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. That's 28. 29. What does Tosfos say in Dav Zayin, Legabe Parts, Ka'umid, and how do we paskin? So let's get this. So there is a Machlekes Moroyim in Erevin Tetvav and Bezdin, Rav Papa and Rav Huna Reda Yeshua, what happens if there's an equal, it's a tie between the gap and the Omid? Paritz is Ka'omid. So what's the din in that case? Is it good or is it not good? So it's a big machloikis, okay? If there's a tie between the space, the paritz, and the umud, the wall, you have the amount of open space is equal to the amount of wall. So there's one day that says it's asr, one day it says that it's mutter. It's a machloikis in the Gemara, okay? Rav Papa says it's mutter, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says it's asr, okay? So the Gemara goes back and forth over there, but the Gemara should have quoted, asked on Rav Papa who said mutter from the Brisa that says here. Because what does the Brisa say here? What does our Brisa imply here? That Paritz Ka'omid is what? What does it say? It says only Omid Merubala Paritz is good. But if it's what? What is the implication? That if it's a tie, it's going to be what? It's going to be Usser. Says Shabbos is only mutter when it's omen meruba al aparts. Mashma that if it's a tie, Donnie, let's get it down. It's mashma that if it's a tie, our brisa is mashma it's usher. So that's against Rav Papa. So why did the Gemara and Erevin ask on Rav Papa from our brisa? That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis says, you know what? It's not a kasha. Tosis answers because anyway we slugged up Rav Papa from a different brisa over there. So the different, there's another kasha, we ask a kasha from Rav Papa from another brisa, Donnie. So you want to pile on brises? We don't do that. You could have theoretically asked from our brisa, but we don't care, Lamaisa. We could have theoretically asked from our brisa, but we don't care, Lamaisa. Why don't we care? Because we paskin like Rav Papa, because there's a Mishnah over there that supports Rav Papa. The Mishnah says, as long as it's not pratzos that are yeser albinyan, mashma that it's a tie, it's mutter. So what do you always, what has more strength, a brisa or a Mishnah? A Mishnah. So therefore, at the end of the day, you might ask kashas on Rav Papa from Brises, but there's a Mishnah that supports Rav Papa. And therefore, that's the reason why our Gemara doesn't pile on from our Brises, because Gemara already asked the kasha from a Brises over there on Rav Papa. Are you going to ask another kasha? Okay, in Shkafirlich. We pass him like Rav Papa anyway, because there's a support from a Mishnah. And then Tosis concludes by saying that if you would have the Gerson Ark Bryce of Shabbos in the Terrace of Parts Marumba Al-Amud, then it would be beautiful. Why? Because if you have a flip Gerson that parts is Marumba Al-Amud, what's the implication? That it's at a tie, it's what? It's Mutter, exactly like Rav Papa. So if it would, then it would have been beautiful, Lamaisa. Then it would exactly fit like Rav Papa. We'd have happened to not have that Gerson. But Taisa says if the Gerson would have been flipped, it would have fit in with Rav Papa. So to summarize number 29, Taisa says, we happen to Paskin Parts Gumud is Mutter. The Gemara asks on Rav Papa from a different Brisa over there in Erevin. Could have asked from our Brisa. The reason why it didn't ask from our Brisa is because anyway it asked from a Brisa over there. You don't, there's no notion of piling on Brisas. And anyway, we pass on the Rav Papa because he has support from the Mishnah. So when you have a Mishnah and a Brisa, what has precedence? The Mishnah. And if you'd have flipped the Girsa over there, it would have been a riot. If you'd have flipped the Girsa by us, it would have been a riot for Rav Papa. That's number 29. Number 30. The man Nechlekeh Rishonim, what's the Agdara of Rosh Hashanah? What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi and the Ravid write that it means three walls. You need to have three walls to make an enclosure, and that's called Rosh Hashanah. That's Shittas Rashi, that's Shittas Ravid, and Tosfos, the Bir Halacha quotes this in the beginning of Siman Shin Samach Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos. Who argues on this? The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel say you need four walls to form a Rosh Hashanah. You need four walls to reform a Rosh Hashanah. If you have four walls to form a Rosh Hashanah, then that's fine. So that's a major machlekes Yishonim. I want you to know it. Okay? We paskin mikra din like Rashi, but I want you to know this machlekes. Okay, that answers 30. Let's see number 31. What did Tosis ask on Daf Zayin on the din of Mavu Shesh Bolechi Legabi Sukkah? What did Tosis give it Teretz? So what does Tosis ask Mavu Shesh Bolechi on the top of Amud Beis? What do we say, Mavu Shesh Bolechi? What do we say the din is? Mavu Shesh Bolechi is kosher, correct? Donnie, why is it kosher? Because the Hilchos Shabbos contributes to the Sukkah, yes? So if Alech is good in Shabbos, it's good for Sukkah, yes? So what does Tosis ask? Because I don't understand that. Sukkah requires Mechitzas D'Iraisa. Mavu is the Rabbanon. Midiraisa, Mavu is good without a Lechi. The whole institution of Lechi by a Mavu is a rabbinic institution. So how does that help you? So we pointed out, Lamaisa, please get this. We pointed out that Tosis really asks the Kasha based on what he knows at the end of the Tosis. Because what does he say at the end of the Tosis? He says we're talking about a Mavu Sussum, that it's enclosed on three sides. So the whole point of the Lechi is only the Rabbanon anyway there. So how does a Lechi that's a rabbinic institution help you on Sukkah? We point out that when Tosis asks this Kasha on Rashi Lamaisa, it seems like it could very well be that he's asking with knowing his own teretz halacha Lamaisa. So that's a great kasha. So what is Tosis answer? Tosis says the lechi is a tefach wide. If a lechi is tefach wide, then it fulfills the diraisa requirement, and therefore halacha Lamaisa, we said that ma'amido pachus mishlosh the dolphin, that's only a derabana. But on Shabbos, since it's mutter ayyadi amigui, so it's even mutter for what? It's even mutter for dolphin. So that's what Tosis gives his teretz. That's what Tosis gives his teretz. He says, Beferish, he says, we're talking about a lechi that's a tefach. So in your rice of the sukkah shera, it just min rabbana, we need to require what? Added things. And that's what Rav Simon said. Rav Simon said, you put it what? You put it within three what? Three tefachim, lava to the dolphin. But that's only a din rabbana. So therefore, the institution of lechi, which is in the Shabbos to Rabbana, helps out here by sukkah. Because on a level of the Arisa, Adam, you already have a tefach. You have two in a tefach. So the whole requirement to do more is only the Rabbana. So the lechi can contribute to something that's the Rabbana. So if it, what'd you say? No, the lechi in itself is a tefach. So that fulfills the Arisa requirement of a sukkah to be two in a tefach. The only requirement of the Rabbana is we add on, it should be brought. Should be loved to the dolphin. That's the Rabbana. So we say that on Shabbos, Migu, that it works to fulfill a din de rabbanon. So sotu on sukkah, it'll work to fulfill a din de rabbanon. That's 31. I just want to point out, before we get to 32, at the end of the Tosis asks, is it a sukkah that has three walls, then even without the lechi, it should be ksheru. Because we paskin like rabbanon, two in a tefach. And Rashi says we're talking a mavli that's mafulish. Remember we said that they're parallel walls. So Tosis says that's very difficult. Because only according to Rabbi Yehuda do we say two mechitzas is a reshusa yachid. Two walls is considered to be a midiraisa. But all the Amoraim hold like the Rabban, you need three walls. So the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you tell me that what? A migu can help also in this situation. You only have a mavui mafulish. So again, you're back to the kasha. How can a Rabban and lechi help you on the rice? You can tell me we hold like Rabbi Yehuda? No one holds like Rabbi Yehuda. All the Amoraim held like Rabbanim. So that's a forced choice to say. We're talking about Mavui Sosan. He didn't hold like Rashi.
The
he didn't hold. No, I'm not up to 32 yet. We're still in 31. We're being masber that. Tosis was bothered by that. The way you have it set up is that two in a lechi, that's only good according to Buda. According to Rabbanim, you need three walls. The answer is that Tosis says we're talking about it's Sosan. So if it's Sosan, then the lechi is only needed in the Rabbanim. So since the lechi is only needed in the Rabbanim, remember we said that the schach doesn't go all the way to the back? So since the schach doesn't go all the way to the back, you see beferish lemaisa, that it only, the institution only is what? Only in the Rabbanim. And therefore it has two mechitzas, and it's considered to be a lechi, and therefore that's why in the Chashabes it works, and it contributes to the Chasuk as well. That's the cheshbon of the Taisvus, halacha lemaisa. Please get it. We said that according to Rashi, the whole kasha wouldn't start lemaisa. Because according to Rashi, Rashi Shita is not that way, right? Rashi Shita is that halacha lemaisa, we're dealing with a mavui that's considered to be mafulish, and on a diraisa level, lemaisa, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little bit schwer like that, but that's what you have to say. Okay, that answers 31. 32. What did Tosis say in Ein L'Taretz? Tosis said, don't give me the business that tefach is only medium midrabanan. Because the Gemara says in Nida, there are five examples that are given. There are five halachas that Ashir is a tefach, and one of them is what? Two in a tefach. So you clearly see that tefach is deraisa. Why is kura not on the list there? What's a kura, a horizontal pole? Why is it not on the list? Because that's only midrabanan. Right? That's only midrabanan. It didn't make the list. We're only doing things that are deraisa. That's why he said, that's the Ein L'Taretz. Don't give me the business that it's considered to be what? That it's considered to be only midrabanan and the whole din of a tefach, and it's only a kolshu, two in a kolshu, and a tefach is the din de rabbanan. It's not true. Because kura is not on the list there, because kura is the rabbanan. Tefach is in fact the yiraisa. So you couldn't give that answer, halach lomaisa, to say that what? That a kolshu is the only thing that's needed. Okay, good. That answers what? That answers number 32, 33. What did Binyan Siyan say about this? The Binyan Siyan was of the opinion the following. The Binyan Siyan said, he says, I don't agree with that. If you look in that list, halach lamaisa, they're not all deraisa. You know, one of the things on the list is shofar. Shofar is the shear is that you should be able to show it to everyone, that people don't think you're blowing in your own hand. So therefore, the shear of a shofar is the rabbanan. It's mar sign that people shouldn't think you're blowing in your hand. Also, by the shear of a lulav, it's supposed to be higher than a hadas and a rava, a tefach. So you see, it's not the Araisa, because the whole point of the Teva is in order to shake it. The Nanuim are not the Araisa, Pashup Shot. The Nanuim are not the Araisa at all. They're only Durabonan. So you see that things on the list that made it there were not what? Were not what? Not considered to be Shurim D'Araisas. The Binyan Sin argues on Taisis. He says that's not a Raya. He tries to substantiate that answer. It's very possible those things on the list may be Midrabonan. Because the Nanu and the Mitzvahs are not the Araisa, and therefore it's not Midin Luluv. So how can you tell me the Shir Luluv is given from Alach HaMashin K'nei La Naneh? Naneh is Durabonan itself. Because that's what, because we know, the Gemara says later on in the circuit, you pick it up, your Yotzeh. So the Nanu are Durabonan. Please get that. That's 33. That's the third Binyan Sin. 34. What's the Hetel Legabe Schach Agabe Mavui Legabe Shabbos Legabe Chol? Get the sheet, this Rov Rishonim. What do we say about this, Yehuda? We said that the Rov Rishonim, Rashi, the Ran, the Rosh, the Rambam, they all say, Migu, that the Sukkah Agabe Mavui is a Lechi in Hechel Shabbos, so it's also good when? On only Chol Amoid Shabbos. Not all the Sukkahs. Again, Sikech Agabe Mavui Shesh Bo Lechi. Hilchos Shabbos is contributing Hilchos Sukkah, Dani. So when we say that it's a good Sukkah, is that every day of Sukkahs are only on Shabbos Kol Hamoed. So Rov Rishonim say it means only Shabbos Kol Hamoed. Okay, that's it, plain and simple. Most Rishonim say it means only Shabbos Kol Hamoed. Again, Rashi, we said that, what, Rashi, the Ran, the Rosh, the Rambam. Okay, that's number, what, 34. 35, what did the Ran say about the Rif? It's interesting, here, David. We're at number what? 35 in sheer number what? Sheer number 2. Okay? You have 2, you should have 2, right? Here's 2. Okay? Here's 2 and 3. Here we go. Okay? We're up to number what? Where are we up to? 35. Let's go. Yeah? I think we're up to number, 35. What did the Ron say about the Rith? Interestingly enough, the Rith never writes this, that it's only good for Shabbos Kol Hamoed. So the Ran says that there are those wanting to say that the Rif holds its mutter on every day of Sukkos. And the Ran says it's ridiculous. The Ran is docha that. He says it's wrong. The Rif would agree it's only Shabbos Chol Hamoed. But I want you to get it. The Rif does not write specifically. So those who want to say in the Rif that he meant every day of Sukkos is kosher. The Ran says, I don't think that's acceptable. It's only good on Shabbos. Okay. That answers number 35. 36. What did the Pnei Yeshua say about the Rif? So the Pnei Yeshua said, I disagree. He said that originally in the Gemara worked with Amigu, but the Gemara gets rid of that on Amud Beis, it goes with a Kal V'Chomer. It says, Mechamirta Lekilta Lekol Shekain, that's a new mechanism. That's called a Kal V'Chomer. Shabbos is more Chomer because the Chi of Skila, and a Lechi works. So how much more so Sukkah, which is only a mitzvah, it's not an Isser, it's only a mitzvah, it's much more Amekel than Shabbos, so it would work even on Chol Hamoed. So once you shift from Amigu, and you turn the page and go to the Amud Beis, and you go with a Kal V'Chomer, so it's very possible to suggest, based on the Kal V'Chomer, that in fact what it's going to be kosher every day of Sukkot. That's the take of the Pnei Yeshua in the Rith. Again, it's a new mechanism. It's not Migu. It's a Kol Shekain. Once you use a Kol Shekain, that allows you to say it's good every day of Sukkot. Yes, Adam, real quick.
Wait, we're saying the people with an opinion that said that Kol Hamoed, that on Kol Hamoed, it only works on Kol Hamoed Shabbos.
Yes.
Do they also agree if Yantav Kol Hamoed, right, Yantav Shabbos here?
No. Oh, Yontif Shabbos? Yes, absolutely. It's got to be a Shabbos.
It has to be Shabbos regardless.
Correct. Well said. When I always meant Shabbos Chol Hamoed, also Yontif Shabbos.
There's no distinction between them.
No distinction. Thank you for saying that. Correct. All the time. As long as it's a Shabbos, you invoke Migud, it's good on Shabbos, it's got to be a Shabbos. Okay. So that's number 30. That's 36. 37. What was the Aruch Lanier's shot in the Rif? The Aruch Lanier had a very interesting shot, and he said the following. How can you say it's only on Shabbos and not during the Chol? Isn't that a problem of Sukkah Rui L'Shivas Yomim? So he wants to claim that in a Hanami, he thinks the Rif would say it's good on Chol Hamoed, with one caveat to that, he said. Very interesting. He said that if the Sukkah was made on Chol Hamoed after Shabbos, then you don't have the Migu. He's assuming it's a Migu to the Maskana. Didn't change to a Kal V'Chomer. So he had an interesting caveat. He said that if you made the Sukkah after Shabbos, then you didn't have the Migud, it would not be kosher for after Shabbos. That's what he wanted to say. In other words, it was built before Shabbos, so it would be good on Shabbos, and it would continue during the week. After Shabbos, it would be good. But if you built the whole thing after Shabbos, and you don't have the Migud to rely on. And he says the reason why the Rif did not emphasize this, which in reality he probably should have, he says it was pushed to the Rif that the Heksher Sukkah is based on the Migu, so obviously if it's made after Chol HaMoed, you didn't have a Shabbos, so you didn't have the Migu, so therefore it wouldn't be kosher. So I want you to get that clear. In other words, it was good on Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yom Tov, like Adam says, and it'll be good through the rest of Sukkot. But if you built the whole thing after Shabbos, you'd be done. Okay? Yes, Svi Yerakasha?
Is it Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Stam Shabbos?
No. It could be Shabbos Yom Tov or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but if it's built after the Shabbos of Yom Tov or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you don't have the Migu to rely on, because you didn't build it where a Shabbos existed. Okay, that answers 37. 38. What does the Amudei Or say? The God that sheathes the rift. The Amudei Or was always on Reb Chaim's desk. So what does the Amudei Or say? Very ingenious answer. He says that the rift held that there's an Isra Otsa on Yontif, which is your very unique Shita. We don't paskin like that. We know it's mutter to carry on Yontif. But he claimed the rift held was an Isra Otsa on Yontif, and even a Chol HaMoed was Usser, by a Davarshan of it. It's even Usser to carry on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since on Chol HaMoed we say Migu, that it was a dolphin linen hotzah, lahatr, lahotzi, dabrashi, batzarach yantif. Just like we say it's a migu, that it's a dolphin, legabi hotzah, to matter something that's not tzarach yantif, halach lamaisa, right? Migu, that it's a dolphin linen hotzah, for hilchot, you don't need it on Shabbos and yantif. So a dabrashi, a yavin, cholomoy. So it's a dolphin also linen heksha sukkah. Okay? So that's what the riff's holding. You got me, Adam? The Rif is saying it's good every day of Sukkot, because the reason why he needed to say that is because he held those in Israel Tzah on Yontif and on Chol HaMoed. So he says the Migu, that it's good Legabe Shabbos to carry, it's good for Yontif and Chol HaMoed. But our Sugya holds like who? Rabbah, that holds there's no Israel Tzah on Yontif. Kol Sukkin, there's no Israel Chol HaMoed. So therefore the Migu only matters what? Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yontif. Doesn't allow every day of Sukkot. It's only constricted and pigeonholed to that heter. Okay?
So technically you're saying it would be good the whole week, and if it's not good the whole week...
In other words, it's a double-edged sword. It's chumritz, it's kula. In other words, because I hold that there's an Israel Tzah on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, but on Shabbos, since it's a good enclosure, it'll be good for any day of Sukkot or any day of Chol HaMoed. But since our sugya holds, listen to this, since our sugya holds that there's no Isra at all, so obviously the Migu wouldn't be contributing at all. The Migu is just contributing to Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Yontif that is Shabbos. But it would not allow a regular day of Sukkot. That's why I say it's Chumras, it's Kula. It's an interesting Chiddush. Avram, you follow what I'm saying? It's a very interesting Chiddush conceptually. Yehuda, you got me? If you're working from the approach that there's an Isser generally, so the Migu that it works on Shabbos allows you to matter everything on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. But if I hold that it's always mutter on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, what's the Migu doing? The Migu is only working for a Shabbos that's Sukkot, whether it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed or a Yom Tov that's Shabbos. Okay, that answer's 38. It's a very sharp answer as well. Let's go to 39. Let's go, number 39. Let's see. What's the din bizman hazeh legabe pasi biros legabe shchak? We know that there's a halacha Moshe Mishinai, that if you have a well, you can make four L's around it, and it becomes Rishus HaYochid. And that was made for the Oli Regalim. So halacha Moshe Mishinai was made for the Oli Regalim. But bizman hazeh, what do we say? So let's get this. So we say there's a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Okay? What was the major machlekes in the Rishonim? Rifle Bishim, the Balai Taisis, the Baal Amor, the Rod. This din applies to Pasi Biros. This din applies to Pasi Biros Mamish. Meaning it's only when there's Pasi Biros and Dafkel Oli Regolim. You got that? That's a Ritva B'Shem Balatos of the Baal Amor and Iran. If you're not dealing with Oli Regolim, you're done. If you do it on Pasim that are Kain Biros, Bizmanazet and Oli Regolim, it doesn't work. That's one sheet. Who argues? The Rif. The Rif says, even Bizmanazet with an Oli Regolim, no Oli Regolim, it works. And what's the Svara? So the Ran is Masbir, along with the Ritva, that when the Gemara says, Al Pasi Biros, it's really Lav Davki, even if something like looks like Pasi Biros. Because Mikra Adin Pasi Biros is like Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemuru Midi Raisa. Just us and Rabbanan to walk there. And they allowed it for Oli Regolim, for the Behemoth, to go back on the Diraisa in order to prevent people from stopping doing Oli Regolim. So therefore, if a Sukkah, they also established it back on the Diraisa, and therefore everyone can be Zolch in this mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah. So please get that. You don't have to actually invoke the Heter. There's a whole Shiloh we said where there's a din of Alila Regal Bismanazem. Most of Shonim say not. There is a Medrash that the Rosh quotes in the Dharma, Daf Chof Gimel, and saying maybe there's a din of Alila Regal Bismanazem, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Okay? But what I want to bring out is that even if you assume there's not, the Rishonim Lamaisa, the Ran, the Ritva, they say it's going to be good Halacha Lamaisa. Because the answer is 39, 40. What's the din l'sachek al-gabai pasibros when there's no bore, when there's no actual pit? Here you are, when there's no actual pit, what do you say? We have two from around number 40 right now, Dovi, and then we go on to three, Bezrat Hashem. 40 to number two. What do you say if there's no actual bore mine? So the Rush writes here in Simon Tess that even though pasibros is only for the Oli Regalim, and they only allowed it for behemoths, and a human being's got to climb down and drink inside there and not bring the water up, Nikomakom, the mitzvah of Sukkah, overrode the Issa D'Rabbanan, even on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That's what the Rush writes. Please get it. And the Rush quotes B'Shem the Rav Yah, even if there is no bore, it works. He says, if there would be a bore, it would work B'Shem Mechitza. So therefore, even if there's no bore, it's fine. And the Rav Yah adds on, if you make it though in a Chatzar, he's not sure whether it's Ksheira. He says, is Rebbeim Mestapik about that? Because it could be only when there was an open enclosure where Lamaisa was like, only had these four L's around it. But if it's in a Chatzar, maybe there's no such kul. So the Beis Yosef is Masber there. I want you to get this, that the Rav Yah is Mechalik and saying, even though Pasib Yeros, they only allow when there's an actual Oli Regalim in a pit, in a bore, but by Sukkah they allow it even for a human being, even when there's no pit. He says that would be allowable. But if you make the Pasib Yeros in a Chatzar, he's not sure. Why is he not sure that that's good? Because where are Pasib Yeros normally made? In a field, where there is no enclosure at all of Mechitzas. So they allow Pasibros for Oli Regalim Dafka where there's a pit, because the pit they need. So by Sukkah also, maybe it's something you need. But since Lamaisa, they did not allow Pasibros, even if there's a bore, only in an open place, could be by Sukkah, only what they only allowed it when there are Pasibros in a place where it's open. So maybe he's hedging, that if it's in a closed place, maybe he had no such kula, Allah Lamaisa. If it's in, because you have to mimic and echo what was done for the possible roast to be mutter. So if it's an open place, fine. But if it's in closer and in chatzar, the mecha tells you that it should work, halacha lamaisa. And when I say chatzar, obviously it's not totally, you know, the chatzar is not the sukkah. There's, you're building the sukkah inside the chatzar. So the chatzar's walls aren't going to help you for the sukkah. So that's why the Rav Yah hedges, maybe it's not good. Maybe you have to, what, you might not need a bore, that's fine. But you have to make sure that you're echoing and mimicking what was done, that it was totally open. Because it was around a chatzah, maybe that's too disconnected from, wouldn't be good. Because that answers number 40. 41. What's the din of mechitzas l'shabbos and sukkah l'gabe kiloyim? We had an interesting suffix of the Aruch Lanier. Please get it. The Aruch Lanier says, for the category of sukkah and shabbos, we know they're good walls. So if they're good walls for uchos sukkah and uchos shabbos, are they good walls for kiloyim to separate between wheat and grapes? What would you say? So he said, well, let's think about it. Linian parts ka'omed, an opening, legabi an opening in a wall, what's the din? And legabi tzurisa pesach, they're equal. All the dinim of kilayim are equal to the dinim of sukkah and Shabbos. So he says, the Mishnah says that in kilayim, perak dalad, mishnah dalad, b'chitzis ha'kanim, ein ben kanal ha'chavir shlosha tfachim, can I get a pirit saucer? So you see b'feirish, halacha l'maisa, that, you know, the Mishnah over there says that the din of tzurisa pesach, parts common, is all the same din. So he says, if that's the case, what do you say about pasi biros? What happens if you had pasi biros? Would you be allowed to put together wheat and grapes in that case? Or for that matter, would you be able to plant a mavi that's a lechi? Would we mutter to put it on there? Or let's say a sukkah that's a mechitzas tefach. Would that be good also for what? To separate wheat and grapes. So those are that's the suffix of the Aruch Lanier. So he concludes by saying, by pasi biros, he thinks it would not work by kilayim. Because pasi biros is only for the Oli Regalim. And by Sukkah, Tosfos said, it's only because of the mitzvah of Sukkah they mattered it, like the Oli Regalim. By Kilayim, there's no mitzvah. So he, Lamaisa, thinks by Pasi Bros, it would not work by Kilayim. And what about the Tefach? He's not sure. The Tefach, Lamaisa, and the Lechi, he's not sure whether that worked by Kilayim. That remained as Sarachin as a Suffolk. But he's pretty confident by Pasi Bros that the only reason why it works is because Pasi Bros was a Heter, mineral abundant for only Oli Regalim. For Sukkah, Tosfos said, it's fine. Because it's a mitzvah. But by kilayim, there's no mitzvah. So memeila, pasi bros, you thought was a problem. Chitzas tefach, because lechi leaves what? He leaves as a sarachim. Okay, that answers number what? 41. 42. What does Tosfos mean when he says that the mitzvah of sukkah is dochen issa d'rabbanan? I want you to get that. Tosfos said it where? Tosfos said it right by us. Okay? On Zion and Beis. Tosis Diramasko Sukkah Gabi Biros. Tosis points out, he says that even though you allow it, Rabban, only for Holy Regalim, but he says here we have a mitzvah of a sukkah. So the mitzvah of a sukkah is Docha, the Issud Rabbanan, of carrying within the Pase Biros. And Tosis points out the Gemara theoretically could have done a Tzrichusa from there and said that was the Chiddush of the case of Pase Biros, that the mitzvah of sukkah is Docha and Issud Rabbanan, but that was a Dara Pashat. The Gemara didn't need to point that out. The Gemara didn't need to point that out. It's Pshita that an Issud Rabbanan is overall because of the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of Pase Biros, that it's mutter, and the Gemara didn't need to say it because it's double portion, and Issud Rabbanan is pushed away by a mitzvah d'iraisa. That's 42. 43. What is the Shita of the Rambam, Legabi Sukkah, parts Meruba al Amud? Give the Hezbollah the Magen Mishnah, Rishon Letzion, Shua Orachaim HaKadosh. Right, the Orachaim HaKadosh wrote a Sefer on Sukkah called the Rishon Letzion. So the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis, he has a scenario, and this is what the Orachaim HaKadosh writes. The simplest reading of the Rambam is no doubt that Paritz Meruba Al Amud is a kosher sukkah on all four sides. It's amazing. You build a sukkah. Let's say you build a sukkah right here on the desk. A third of it is Amud, and two-thirds of every side is Paritz, open. Is that a good sukkah? Yes. Says the Orach Haim HaKadosh, yes. He takes our Gemara literally. He says it's fine. Paritz Meruba Al Amud is kosher for a sukkah, even on four sides. And the Magen Mishnah explicitly writes, not that way. The Magen Mishnah says, no, we're only dealing with the third wall. You have two complete walls, and the third wall can be parts Meruba Al Amud. That's all the Rambam meant. The simplest reading the Rambam looks like the Orach Haim HaKadosh, believe it or not. So that's a very big collector's item, this Rambam, if you take the approach of the Rishon LeZion, the Orach Haim HaKadosh. Because they took our Gemara literally, and the Magen Mishnah chiseled it down to say, no, it only meant on the third side. You had two complete walls. But the Orach Haim HaKadosh interprets this Rambam is that the whole sukkah on all four sides is as parts Meruba Al Amud, and that's still fine, halacha l'maisa. Okay? The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam says the Rambam only meant the third side is parts Meruba Al Amud. But you have two complete walls. But as I said, the simplest reading of the Rambam is like the Orach Haim HaKadosh, it seems. Okay, that answers 43. Good. Let's go now to Shir 3, number 1, B'chazara. Let's go. Shir number 3, number 1. Okay, let's go. Says the Gemara like this. And it says the questions. What's a machlekes Tanakam Raboshi Legavi Chamsu Rum Tzilasa Machmas Tfonos? Plain and simple. Zion and Abayz, right there. Right in the middle. According to the Chachamim, it's Ksheir. I don't care about more sunlight than shade coming from the walls. All I care about is the Schach. Raboshi says, no, I do care. And he says, you got a problem. If there's more sunlight than shade coming from the walls, it would deem her sukkah psula. We, of course, pass on the Tanakama. We only look at the schach. That's number one. Number two, what's the makor of their machlekes? So the Gemara goes ahead and says very beautifully that the reason of Raboshia is based on the pasuk regarding the parochas. The parochas in the Hakamas HaMishkan. The sakosa ala arna sakapiris. What is it called? Sakosa. What does sakosa mean? Schach. That means the Torah is calling the parochas a mechitza. The Torah calls it schach. So you see, a wall can be called a schach. So therefore, if the wall can be called a schach, you better bet your bottom dollar, just like the schach requires more shade than sunlight, this wall has to just as well. So that's Raboshi's marker from the din of parochas of the Mishkan. Because the Torah calls it a mechitza, the sakosa is referring to a wall. So the Rabbanans say, no way. The Rabbanan respond, we don't believe that's a good raya, because it is bent a little bit on top. So if it is bent a little bit on top, that's what makes it like schach. And that's why the Torah calls it a sakosa. Because it's like it's an indentation on the top a little bit, kind of like an ol, forms like an ol. That's why the Torah calls it schach. But if it's perfectly vertical, there's no way the Torah would have said it called it schach. That's how the Rabbanan deflect the raya of who? Of Raboshia. And we said in Shir, what would Raboshia say back to the Rabbanan? Well, the majority of it is vertical. Just because a little bit of it is a horizontal, that's meaningless. Okay, the question is what your perspective is. Chamsen, you look at that little part. That's why the Torah called it Tzach. And Raboshia says the majority of it is vertical, so that's why it's my raya. Okay, that answers number two. Three, let's go. What did Tosis ask on the Makor from Parochas? Tosis asked a great kasha. Taisus there in Dibra Maska Mechitza Vikai Rachman Schacha was bothered by the following kasha. He said, you know what? Why on earth is the Gemara going to Parochas? Why can't it just bring a raya from Sukkah itself? It says Sukkah, Sukkah three times. And we learned on Vav and Beis in the beginning of Chazara just, you know, the other day on Wednesday. That's the Machlezer Bar Reb Shimni. Two in a Tefach or three in a Tefach. And what is it? Word? You use the words Basukas, Basukas. So you see the Torah, the Gemara refers to, the Torah refers to the word Sukkah in regards to vis-a-vis walls. So what do you got to bring me a raya from what Parochas for? Just bring a raya what from Hilchos Sukkah, from the Pesukim by Sukkah. That was Tosis Kasha. Please get it. It's a very clear Kasha. What do you got to bring a raya from Parochas from? Bring it from a Pesukim that deals with Sukkah. Okay, that's number three. Number four. How did the Marshal and the Pnei Yoshu and the Sfasemis Mazbe the Teretz of Tosis? Oh. So Tosis gave the following Teretz. I want you to get this. Tosis says that the truth is that there's no way you could have quoted Sukkah, Sukkah, Sukkah. Why not? Because those are from the Itura. What's the Itura mean? The superfluous mentions of the word Sukkah, the extra mentionings. But it's not from the Pusik itself. The Rai is not from the fact that the Torah calls it the Sukkah, Sukkah, Sukkah. The Rai is from the fact that what the Torah says it three times. From there we learn it to Mechitzas. There for sure Raboshia would not hold that any time it says in the Pusik Sukkah, it's referring to the Mechitzas. It was just from the fact that it was what? There were extra words used. It repeated it three times. So that's why the Gemara did not what? That's why the Gemara did not quote Vavim and Beis to tell me, oh, you see the word, the Torah used the word schach for walls. That's just from a repetitive word. The reason why Parochas is a better model and mocker and paradigm is because why the Torah is discussing a Parochas, which is vertical, and it says Vizkosa, direct up. It's not just a Yitura, an extra a repetition of a word. It's the Mashmos of the Pusik itself. The Mashmos of the Pusik is much more convincing. That's why what he went to Parochas, and he didn't quote Sukkah. And then Tosus has the punchline, which I want you to get in this question. And he brings a raya, the Teda. Teda means a raya. We had Teda already there. Well, we also had Teda another time, no? Where else did we have Teda?
Not above.
I think we had Teda on another Tosus already, no? Where was the Teda on the other Tosus? New Avram, you remember? We had a Tate, a Lashon Tate on a previous Tosis. Was it on Vavam and Beisvi?
I thought it was.
Where was it? We definitely had a Tate, no? No one remembers? I'm giving Musa to myself. In that Tosis by Yeshim Lemikra, there was no Tate? I don't remember. Was there a Tate in that Tosis? I don't remember. I don't remember if there was a Teda. I thought for sure we had a Teda in just recently.
I remember.
No, you don't remember?
I do remember.
Avram?
I personally did not remember.
You don't remember that there was a Teda? Okay, we have to look more. I thought there was. But Tosis brings it, I want you to get this. Tosis brings a Raya, very important. And this is according to Sfasemis, Pnei Yoshua Sfasemis, and Marshal. Marshal Pnei Yoshua Sfasemis. They say, according to Raboshia, there is no way that Rabbi Yoshia requires the same materials you need for schach as the walls. So even Rabbi Yoshia, who requires what? The Torah says schach is on a mechitza, and he says you need more shade than sunlight from the walls. He doesn't require you to make what? To make it from wood. Right? He doesn't treat the walls mamish like schach. That's how the Pashup shot that we interpreted the Tosis as well. Teide de bekulu modu de lo binu le mechitzas psulas goren v'yekif. It's you should know that everyone holds you don't require for the mechitzas psulas goren v'yekif, which means what? That it's detached, it's from vegetables, something's not makabel tumah, and it's what? What are the three prerequisites? It has to be detached, something that's not makabel tumah, and something that grew from the ground. So even Rabbi Oshia Beni does not require the same materials of schach the same materials are needed for schach you need for walls. Okay, so that's the raya that you see that what he brings a raya from, and it's a good raya. That you see the Rabbi Oshia Lomais, if he would have said the word, anytime the word says sukkah, it refers to walls, then he would have required the same prerequisites that he required for sach, for walls, and he doesn't, says Tosis. Okay? So you see, even Rabbi Oshia Lamaisa had to go on the parochas. He did not quote it from the fact the Torah said sukkah by walls. Because no one treats, even Rabbi Oshia, the walls literally like stock. He only treats them regarding the din of chamsim mitzilasa. He doesn't treat them regarding the materials. That was Tosis' punchline, and that's the way we interpret the Tosis from Mechavin to the Marashah, and the Yeshua, and the Svasem, and the Mazmat Teretz of Tosis. That's four. But five is the following. Are there any shittas in Rishonim that say no? That Rabbi Yoshia actually declares the walls like stock. And the same materials are required for stock, and the same rules and regulations and prerequisites are required for walls. Yes. The Mordechai quoted the Rav Yah that said yes. Rabbi Yoshia says you got to use wood, it's got to be detached, it's got to be something that's not a kabbal tumah, something that grows from the ground. The same prerequisites, no joke, are required. In a Hanami, the Rav Yah, Lamaisa, requires that. And he says it very, very soon. If you make it from the Funos that a Makabal Tuma, he says it's possible. Plain and simple. He says it's possible. So, Lamaisa, it's very strange because the Maraponim says, the Maraponim itself says, was the Parochas itself a Dover Makabal Tuma? Yes, it was. It was a Dover Makabal Tuma. So, he would say, okay, I don't have to literally plug into the Makor. The Makor just tells me that the Torah says schach on something vertically. But we said the other way to learn is like the way we learn it. It's a raya against that because the paroch is a davar of a kabbal tumah. So obviously he doesn't apply the same rules to what? From the schach to the walls. But you could respond that way and say that's not true. Now, I don't think I asked this in Shir originally, but I'm thinking now, if you learn like the Rav Yah, then I don't know why he didn't actually, I don't know why the Gemara didn't bring a makkah then from Sukkah. You follow what I'm saying? I don't think we said that in Shir, but you hear what I'm asking? Why is it going to have to come out of Parochas now? Especially in light of the fact that it's a Makabal Tumah too. Should have stuck with Sukkah. I don't know why the Gemara, that's a caution shot in the Gemara on the Rav Yah. But if you're going to take it so seriously that he treats it, I guess what you have to say, the Rav Yah would say is that, I guess it's more direct that by Parochas, which is vertical, it used the word Sakosa. You know, it's definitely, and that's Pshutal Shemikra. Whereas by Sukkah, it's not Pshutal Shemikra, you know for sure it's talking about the walls. You understand what I'm saying? It's at the end of the day, it's still a Mashmos. It's not a Mashmos of the Psukim, it's a Yeturah. So at the end of the day, the Rav Yah says, even though I do treat the same rules for Schach to be the walls, but the bottom line is a Makar, I like the Parochas better, because that's not a Yeturah, that's from the Mashmos of the Psukim. You follow me, Avram? That's what I think the Rav Yah would respond. Okay. That answers number what? Number five.
Which Tosis is this?
The Tosis is Dibra Masko, Mechitza. Mechitza Vikar Rachman Eschocha. That Tosis. Okay? Fine. All right. We'll have to find. I'm almost positive we had another Tosis that said Vitaida. Just in what we hazard so far. But all right, we'll have to look, Blinetta. Okay. Let's continue now. That's number five. Number six. What did the Mitzvah Esen ask from Tosin Bey and Daf? Where's the Tosin Bey? You dial him and Bey's and ask him Nay. What does he ask? That goes Mitzvah Esen. What does Tosin say in Bey? The reason why a Paroch is Makabal Tumah is why? Why is it Makabal Tumah? Because it's like an Ohel. Because there's a little indentation on the top. And therefore the Torah calls it a Schach because it's indentated on the top. But who says other walls that don't have an indentation on the top should be called a Schach? In other words, he basically asks straight up on the Makor of Rabbi Oshia. He says, you know, Rabbi Oshia, according to Tosin Bey, the reason why the Paroch is Makabal Tumah is it has an indentation. It's called an Ohel. So maybe that's what's called a what? That I can understand is called Schach. But who says a regular wall that's straight up vertical is called a... So that's a great kasha. Okay, so we said that. Lamaisa, who says, maybe we want an answer, just because that's what Tosin is saying is what you need to say to Makabal Tumah. But maybe to what? Maybe to be called Schach. And to bring the Zariah, we ignore the fact that it's indented on the top. That's all. We ignore the fact that it's indented on the top. Kind of like what we said before. Yeah, Tosis says in Be'ah, Yudalan and Be'ah's Bini, Dirmasko Mibnei, that a parochus is Makabal Tumah. The parochus is the Mizim English. Why? Because it's indented on the top. Because there's an Ohel. Makes it like a tent. So if the Torah calls it, that's why the Torah calls it Schach. But how can that be a marker for other walls that are completely vertical? That's called Schach. That's what he asks. So what we responded is that maybe you could say, okay, that's maybe for the standards of the Dover Makabal Tumah, He focused on the fact that there's an indentation on the top and it forms an ohal. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Oshir Lishitoso says, I don't look at the indentation. I look at it as a marker for a mechitza. It says the majority of it is vertical of the parochas. It'll serve as a marker for a mechitza of a sukkah, that a vertical wall is called a schach. And don't be bothered from the fact that that's a davar makabel tumah. That's a guy with davar makabel tumah, but I can split it. For a davar makabel tumah, I focus on the what? The indentation. You follow me on the top. But to bring it as a raya that it's called a sukkah, it's called a wall, that a wall is called schach, that lamais I look on the majority of the part, which is vertical. Okay? You got that?
I just don't know. How is the other term would say the same thing if it wasn't the indentation?
I'm saying for one halacha of davar makabel tumah, you focus on the indentation. However, legabe what? Legabe v'sakosa parochas, it says b'feirish that since the majority of his what? Is vertical, that's why the Torah says v'sakosa. And that's enough. That's showing me that a vertical wall is a mechitza. You're splitting it. Okay? That's what I wanted to suggest. That's number what? Number six. Number seven. What does the Korban Nisano answer l'fi the Rav Yah, l'fi Rav Oshir? Okay? Let's get this. What does the Korban Nisano say? Lefi the Rav Yah, lefi Rav Oshir. What did the Rav Yah say? What did the Rav Yah say, guys? What do you say? Same requirements of schach apply to the wall. So the Korban Nisano has to bomb kasha. He said, I don't understand. If you take Rashi's approach to Dofen Akuma, which is what? You guys remember? Rashi's approach is that what? That it bends. So what is your goal? What are you accomplishing? You're transforming the schach puzzle into the wall. But if the wall has to be kosher as well with the right materials, then what have you gained? If you're Arab Oshia that requires schach kosher and the same rules apply to the walls, then what are you gaining by saying, oh, I'm bending the wall, so therefore the schach will become what? The schach puzzle becomes what? A wall. What do you mean? If the material is possible for schach, it's possible for the wall. If you're a Beoshia, corner of or the Rav Yah, it's a bomb kasha. That's what the Korban Nisano asked the kasha.
If what's possible, if you're saying if the wall is possible, then it's possible.
What's the purpose of Dovid Akuma, Adam? Dovid Akuma is you have schach that's possible, you know, right towards the wall. Yeah. So the wall curves and transforms the schach possible into being a wall. So therefore, the wall goes right to the schach kasha. So I'm fine, right? The problem is, though, if you're Rav Oshir, according to Rav Yah, you require the same materials that are possible to make schach possible will also possible your walls. So what are you gaining by transforming the schach possible into a wall? If I require the same materials for the wall as the schach, then I haven't gained anything. It's a bomb kasha, the Korban Nisano's kasha. So, you know what he writes? He writes in a Hanami. He says, according to Rav Oshir, he writes, according to Rav Oshir, halacha lamaisa, he says that there might not be a halacha of Dofen Akuma, which is a stunning chiddush. He says it's possible to say that Rav Oshir denies the whole institution of Dofen Akuma. Maybe it doesn't work. We said that's assuming like the Rashi's approach. If you hold the Ran's approach of sliding, right, then you could hold of it. But if you would, the Korban Nisano is assuming like Rashi's approach, he goes to the degree that maybe Rav Oshir denies Dofen Akuma, which is a stunning Kiddush. But I want you to get it. Okay? It's a stunning Kiddush. But that's the Korban Nisano's Kiddush. Okay, that's number seven. Number eight. What did Abaye and what did the Ritva say, B'Shem Degonim, that we have a Mesorah? Okay? Abaye on Zayinim and Beis writes as follows. Abaye says in Zayinim and Beis, he lists, I believe, eight Tanoim that all subscribe to Diris Keva. Rabbi Nakadosh, Rabbi Oshir is two. Rabbi Yudah, Stam Rabbi Yudah is three. Rabbi Shimon is four. Rabbi Gamliel is five. Beis Shammai six. Rabbi Eliezer seven. Acherim eight. Yes, eight Tanoim. He makes a list of eight Tanoim that all subscribe that you need Diris Keva. Diris Eroi is not acceptable. We don't paskin like this. Why not? Because the Ritva quotes a Masorah from the Gaonim that anytime you have an Amora that says all the following Tanoim hold it, subscribe to the same theme, we don't paskin like it. They're trying to point out all these Tanoim subscribe to this theme, and I want you to know we don't paskin like it. That's how the Ritva writes right on the Dafer is a Masorah from the Gaonim. That we hold that what? That we hold that whenever an Amora does that, we don't hold like this Shita. And that's true. We hold Diris Eroi, we don't hold Diris Keva. Even though there are eight Tanoim that subscribe to Diris Keva. Okay, that's the Masorah, the Rivet has B'Shem the Gaon. That's number 8. Okay? Number 9. What's the Hesber of Tosfos Legabe Abaye that holds the Reb Yudol's Diras Keva Beinan? Let's get it. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. We know that in the beginning of the Masechta, what happens? The Gemara has 3 approaches as to why higher than 20 Amos is possible, right? What does Rabba say? There's no cognition. What does Reb Zera say? There's no tzel from the Schach. And what does lastly Rava say? You guys tell me, what does Rava say? You need what? Need a Roy and not Keva. That's why higher than 20 is possible. Yes? So what's Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos bothered by, I got a problem here. A big problem, Tosfos says. What's my problem? Tosfos says, well, it comes out that Abaye is the one that lists everyone here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Abaye is the one who lists everyone here. And on this list is Reb Yehuda.
Yeah.
And what did Abaye say on Beis Zimun Aleph? He's mentioned on Zion and Beis, he's mentioned on Beis Zimun Aleph. He's the one who asked on Rava that said Kavua. Remember Abaye asked that Kasha?
Yeah.
What did he say? Didn't he say Mechitza Shel Barzo? Didn't Abaye ask that Kasha? No, come on. Was Maskif Lo Abaye? No.
Yeah.
On Beis Zimun Aleph. Abaye was the one. Elameata. Wasn't Maskif. Only Abaye. Elameata. So it was Abaye who asked the Kasha. So you see that Abaye seems to shy away from that approach, that it's an issue of Keva. He probably goes with what? Either Rab or Abzera. So how can he turn around on Zion and Beis and say what? How can he turn around on Zion and Beis and say Rebuta's on the list that it's considered to be dearest Keva? That's not the approach. It's either Tzel or it's either what? It's either cognition or Tzel. That was what Tosfos is bothered by. Very strong Kasha. Okay? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. It's a very, very strong Kasha. I want you to make sure you get it. That's what Tosfos has this Kasha. Okay? All the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. Not just Tosfos. Ben Paris, the Ritva. They're all bothered by this Kasha. Okay? So, what is Tosfos' Teretz? So Tosfos gives a very interesting Teretz, and he says the following. He says, the bottom line is that you're right. Abaye on Beis Zimun Aleph did say, Abaye on Beis Zimun Aleph did say that he asked on Rava. But the bottom line is a sukkah higher than 20 kosher or possible, according to Reb Yehuda? It's kosher. That means factually, it's got to be sturdy in order for what? In order for you to hold up such a sukkah. Okay? So therefore, it's got to be sturdy because higher than 20 will not stand up unless it's Keva, unless it's strong. So the bottom line is the mitzias of Reb Yehuda might not be that might not have been the motivating factor why he said higher than 20 is good. You might subscribe to Rav, a cognition or Abzer itself, but the bottom line is that if you allow a sukkah higher than 20, you're going to need sturdiness, and therefore, since you're going to need sturdiness, therefore, b'mitzias it's good, and that's exactly what the Gemara means here. Okay, that's exactly what the Gemara means here. The fact is that what he holds dear is Keva. And therefore, you need Keva, and therefore, since he allows it, we make Shmaminu Rogel Asosukah Diris Kavua. So that's what Tosfos says, B'Feirush. Okay? Now, I want you to get this. Please get this within this question. Even though I wrote only the Hesber of Tosfos, but within 9. The Ritva writes that Abaye, Halacha L'maisa, that Abaye was not moted a Rava. And the makor of Abaye that's dear is Keva Binin is from a different marker. What's the different marker? Daftesim and Beis, and from other makoris, Halacha L'maisa. Abaye did not bring the Mishnah from Daf Beis. The Gemara is the one who said. The Gemara is the one who says as far as like Rava, as far as like Rava, they quoted it here. So it wasn't Abaye the Ritva said that put Reb Yehuda on the list, but rather it was what? I'm sorry, when the Gemara quotes Reb Yehuda, what did the Gemara quote? The Gemara quoted Beis Zimun Aleph, yes? When it has the 8 cheetahs, and it goes through each one, how did it quote Reb Yehuda? It quoted our Mishnah Daf Beis. Who said that? Not Abaye. The Gemara, Ravina Ravashi said it. They were saying it according to Rava. But in Echaname, Abaye has different Makairis. He has Tesimut Beis. Reb Yehuda says that if there are Diurin, Be'el Yonah, there are different Makairis that Reb Yehuda holds. that in fact you hold dearest keva. And that's where Abaye got it from, not from Beis HaMinaf. The Gemara wrote Beis HaMinaf. That was the Ritva's take. And then also please get the Ravid's take that Abaye was what? That Abaye was not motor to Rava. He also holds that what? That the Rabbana holds dearest keva. The reason why they apostle 20, higher than 20, is because of the reasons mentioned in the Gemara, either cognition or itself. And the reason why Abaye did not mention the Rabbanon is because why? It did not elucidate the reason over there. The Rabbanon were what? Dearest Keva. So that's why I didn't mention the Rabbanon. But theoretically he held that the Rabbanon also hold Dearest Keva as well, Allah Lomaisa. And the reason why it possible were for other reasons. The reason why Abaye didn't mention the Rabbanon is because why wasn't the Tam wasn't Mefurish in there? Okay, but if you remember, we had a Shita Lomaisa. We had a sheet to that. It was a third sheet. This is all within nine, guys. Even though I wrote Tosa, I want you to get it, that he was Chozerbo. You remember that? The Balamor and the Rabban and the Miri said Abaye was Chozerbo, and he was Moda to Rava. When Abaye attacked him on Beis HaMinaf, but you see from Zion and Beis, he was Chozerbo and agreed with Rava. So please, we got Tosfos. We added on the Ritva, the Ravid, and the Balamor and Rabban. You got it? Okay, the Ritva said that what? It was Abaye was not the one who quoted Beis HaMinaf. It was the Gemara. It was going like Rava that quoted Beis HaMinaf. The Ravid is the one that said that even the Rabbanon hold dearest keva. The reason why I didn't mention Rabbanon because the reason wasn't elucidated according to the Rabbanon. And the third shot is the Balamon and the Ramban who claimed that Abaye was Chozerbo from Beis HaMinaf to Zion and with Beis. Okay, so please get that. Even though I wrote Tosas, please write down Ritva, Ravid, Balamor, Ramban. Okay, 10. What do we say about the din of Mimer? What do we say about the din of Mimer? So basically, Tosas gives the following answer. Okay, we gave Tosas' answer, remember? Remember how we gave Tosas' answer? Halacha l'maisa. And I want you to get this. Tosas' answer was as follows, Benny. Get it down. All of these Tanoim do hold of Keva, but they're not equal. They all hold different perspectives of what Keva is. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says Arba Amos. Beishami says as long as you have the table. So there are different shitas l'maisa. They all subscribe to the theme of Keva, but the details are different. And that's what the Gemara meant here. Doesn't mean that they're identical. Akorcha ain shoven, says Tosis. Doesn't mean they're identical when we said that they meant their Keva. Because there are nuanced differences between. And we have an example of that, like Abi Mimer. What's example? We know that if a husband is married to a woman, he dies without kids, she falls to the brother. Falls to the surviving brother, that's called Yibum. They have to do Yibum Chalitz, it's called a Zikin. Now, Leverite marriage, which is called Yibum, the Chum didn't want to make it too much different than what? Than regular marriage of Kedushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Because Bia is only Yavama. By Yibum, it's only Bia. So therefore, they said, let's do Mimer. Mimer means what? Speaking. It means speaking, it means Amira, but it means the words of the Chumim. I want you to listen to the Amira of the Chumim. They said they want to make Levirate marriage like regular marriage. You need to do a Kesef or Shtar first. Okay? So that's what we do, Mimers. But we meant the following. Mimer D'Yeraisa D'Rabbanan. Beishamai is of the opinion that Mimer's Kona D'Yeraisa. All the other Tanoim say it's D'Rabbanan. They all subscribe to Mimer, but there's detailed, nuanced differences whether it's D'Yeraisa D'Rabbanan. The example given was, let's say, two women. A man's married to two women, and he dies. So the two women have to fall to the brother, yes? But the brother does mimer with one of the two. What's the din? Once you do mimer, lemaisa, you're done. You can't do anything with the second one already. You're locked in already, and you got to do yibum with her. You cannot do mimer with the second one. Once you do mimer with the first one, lemaisa, you're locked in with the first one. So you either got to do yibum, or you got to give her a get and do chalitza. Why a get? I don't think I mentioned this originally. Why get out? Are you writing this all down? I didn't mention this earlier. There's a complicated Mishnah and Yevamah Staf and Gimel. Because the get offsets the mimer. And then Chalitza gets her out of the Zika. So once you do mimer, you're locked in with that girl. You can't do anything with the second girl. So Lemaisa, locked in means either go ahead and do Yibum with her, or if you want to what? You want to do Chalitza, that's fine, but you're going to need a get to offset the mimer, and you need Chalitza to free her. But the second one you can't touch. You don't do anything with. And that notion of Maimer being derisive to the Rabbanim, Beishamai says, Kinin derisive, all the other Tanaim says, only the Rabbanim. Okay, so that's an example of both, that both shittas subscribe to the same theme, but they're nuanced differences. We both hold of Maimer. Maimer's Kona, but is it Kona D'Raisa or D'Rabbana? Excellent. That answers number what? 10, 11. What's the din of a round sukkah? Plain and simple. So we said that we didn't go into Daf Chesem at all. So you wanted to know why we were, why we weren't. Remember that we're chazering your kasha too. He said, Rebbe, why we're not? I said because it gets into what? Gets into the pi r squared.
Pi r squared is good.
Yeah, it's good, but Lamaisa, we had to cover. So the Gemara says originally, let's get it. Please get it. The Gemara says originally that a sukkah that is round, like a kivshan. What's a kivshan?
Furnace.
Exactly, like a furnace. What's the din? If it's round like a furnace, what's the din?
No,
if it can seat 24 people here, it's good. Then the Gemara backs out of that. I want you to get the maskana. Please get the havamina. If it can hold 24 people in the round, the picture here, then it's good. Yes, the havamina is 24 people right here. And the maskana is that what? No. As long as you can draw a square in there of arbamos or arbamos. Or actually, we said what? Shiva Tvachim, al Shiva Tvachim. No. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, let's see how we paskin. By a round sukkah is definitely kosher, but what must it hold? Okay? What must it hold? The sukkah that's agula. So we said, Shiva Tvachim, al Shiva Tvachim. Please get it. That's the way we paskin, alach lamaisa. Okay? That it has to be, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzimtof Reish Lama Dalet Siv Beis. This is how the Rambam has it. You have to be able to make a square in there. Lamaisa, that would be Shiva Tvachim, al Shiva Tvachim. Okay? And the whole sukkah's chair there, you don't have to actually sit in the ribua, we pointed out. You don't have to actually, I don't know if we pointed out, I'm pointing it out now. You don't have to actually sit in the square, but it has to be able to, you have to be able to draw a square of Shiva Tvachim, al Shiva Tvachim. Okay. That's the din of sukkah gula. Now, there were some other examples we said, if you remember. You remember that? That we needed sukkah kavua was a sukkah that had a what? A srif. You remember that? Sukkah that looked like a what? Sukkah that looked like a srif, we said was a what? Was a problem. Halach lamaitz, was keva. Okay? Brosh, we said the srif is this picture here. And we said if it's samach lekaisel or it's made like a shubach. Shubach is the dove coat. We said all those sheets. We'll chazer that maybe if we get to it tomorrow. But lamaitz, okay. That's number 11. 12. Okay? Let's go to... That was number 11. 12. What's the Gemara say in Daf Chav Gimel? Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara say here in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph? Says Beferish. Agabi Sukkah Barosh Asfina. So let's get that. So, the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amud, we did it inside. We spent a lot of time on it. Says Beferish that according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's Pasul. The Sukkah is on top of a boat. According to Bekiv, it's Kosher. So the Gemara breaks it down as follows in the name of Abaye. And we said that Rabbi Gamliel was very, they ran a sukkah together. Rabbi Kiva got up and made a sukkah. And the next day the wind blew it down. And Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Akiva, where's your sukkah? To Shtuchim, and said, you know what? It's not kosher. See, it wasn't sturdy. So we said that Abaye said the following. Please get it. Kuli amo lo pligi. That if it cannot stand in the common wind on dry land, it's a zero. Everyone agrees with that. That's on one polar. On the other polar is if it can stand on a ruach she'ena mitzuya on dry land, everyone agrees it's ksheira. The middle case is where they argue. Where it can stand with a ruach mitzuya diavasha, but it cannot stand on a ruach what? It cannot stand on a ruach mitzuya of yam. So if it can stand a ruach mitzuyah of Yabasha, but it cannot stand a ruach mitzuyah of Yam. So Gamliel says, you know what? It's puzzle. Because you need a sukkah that's keva. Since it cannot stand a ruach mitzuyah of the Yam, it's nothing. Rabbi Kiva says, all you need is deer is a roi. And therefore, since it's sturdy enough to stand a ruach mitzuyah of Yabasha, it's fine. I mean, it's got to be strong enough where it can stand there. Alach alamaisa. And therefore, that's gufa de machlaikis, we said. And... It's an interesting din, halacha lamaisa, but please get it. Please get it, halacha lamaisa, because we said that the machlokus is by brosha agala, also not just rosh asfina, whereas Rabbi Natam says not that way. Rabbi Natam says not that way. Rabbi Natam says the machlokus is only by what? What is Rabbi Natam's of the opinion of? Right? Rabbi Natan says the machlokes is only on Rosh HaSvina, Rosh HaGala. Everyone, no one argues. Okay? Yeah, that was within number what? Number 13. What did, no, number 12. I said, we didn't go on to 13. What does 12 say? 12 says Rosh HaSvina. We said, what is the din by Rosh HaSvina? So we said that Gemara and Chav Gimel and Aleph. Okay? So I'm just pointing out, the end of 12 is the machlokes only by Rosh HaSvina, also by Rosh HaGala. So Rabbi Natan says it's only by Rosh HaSvina. Tosis says it's by what? It's only, Tosis says it's by both, by Rosh HaSvina and by Rosh HaGala. Okay, that's all for number 12. Okay, number 13. Okay? Ma'amir HaTosis Legabi Svina v'Rosh HaGala. So let's get to Tosis. Our Tosis has a Chiddush, L'maisa. Our Tosis has a Chiddush. What does Tosis suggest? Let's get it. Tosis suggests the following. Okay? He goes through this, and he says like this. He says that what I said before, that it's a machlokes between Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says that Rosh HaGala, everyone agrees that it's Kshera, and the whole machlokes Rosh HaSvina. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos the machlokes is both by Rosh HaGala and Rosh HaSvina. So Tosfos points out the following. Tosfos says that if you look in the Gemara there, as we did, and we said it over, he said, it's very impossible to say that Rav Gamliel apostles a sukkah that's omedesh b'Rosh HaGala. Why? Why is that so, says Rabbeinu Tam? He's quoting Rabbeinu Tam here now. Why is it so that Rav Gamliel apostles a sukkah on omedesh Rosh HaGala? Because it's strong, right? It can stand in wind of karka, b'Rosh HaGala. So if it can stand Rosh HaGala, so Lamaisa, if it can be in dry land, then it should be what? It should be kosher. Rav Gamliel should makshur that. So, you know, why would you present that to be what? To be a machlokes? You cannot say what? That they're arguing by Rosh HaGala. So that's what the Rabbi Natan is of the opinion. So that's how Tosis starts off. Please get that first part. Rag would be the same as a regular dry land wind. Well said. Correct, Bini. That's what Tosis... Also, he's being presenting Rabbi Natan's opinion that Rosh HaGala, even Rav Gamliel, would be machshirin. That's how he first presents Rabbi Natan's opinion. And the reason being is because it would stand up. So that's Rabbi Natan's opinion. Then Tosis miu yesh litchos. Tosis turns, makes an about face, and he says Rabbi Natan is wrong. That in reality, Lamaisa, Rabbi Gamliel argues in Rosh HaGala as well. Why? Because there definitely are sukkahs that can stand Baruch Matsuya the Yabasha, that cannot stand Ruch Mitzuyah D'yam. And therefore, Rav Gamliel apostles it. Why? Because he says it's moving. He introduces a new concept called Nighty. He says the Rosh HaGala moves. If the Rosh HaGala moves, that means Rav Gamliel would say that's not acceptable, just like the Sfina. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, that's what he wants to tie in L'maisa. He says that he believes that one could suggest and disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. However, Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos backs up Rabbeinu Tam and he says, if that would be the case, so if it be 90, then why isn't it considered to be a roi? Right? You don't need the reason that it cannot stand Ruach. It should have just, why does the Gemara on Chav Gimel have to go with the standard of Ruach Metsuya, Bini? Just say that it moves. Once it moves around, it shows it's a roi. That's number one Kashi asks on that. On the theory of disagreeing with Rabbi Natan, meaning Tosfos' own opinion. And then he asks another kasha. He says the rosh of the boat also moves. So therefore what? That makes it sukkah sarai. What do you have to command that it won't stand Baruch Mitzuya D'yam? Forget about that whole... Why is the Gemara go to that? Just focus on the fact that it's 90. So the second kasha he saves Rabbi Natan by saying what? He says the rebuke is of the opinion that just because something is what? Movable... What did Rabbi Yudah say? Remember that we said the bed poles? What did we say the bed poles? Because it's movable through the... It can be movable. So we see that what? That as long as it's what? As long as it's the derech to move something, that's not... doesn't make it a roi. That's what Tosfos answered that second kasha. From the case of the bed poles. You see that something's movable does not what? It's, since it's the derech, it still could be called kevet. It doesn't take away from being kevet, Bini, the fact that it can be movable. So he says, The fact that, he quickly answered that second kasha by saying, by the boat, the truth of the matter is still it could be keva, even though it's movable, that's the derech to move it. So derech to move it, that doesn't take away from being keva. It still could be keva. So since it still could be keva, it's not a problem. Because you remember we had, what was the shita of the bedpost? Where was that? What daf? We had that, right? What daf was the bedpost? Chafal from the base? Machloek's tribute in the Chachamim regarding the bedpost, right? Where is that? Chafal from the base? Yes. Hasochik sukkos of karamitik. Share rebut over many a whole amov if not psula. It's got to be able to stand on its own. That's what rebut says, right? Okay? So therefore, Tosis answers up. So at the end of the day, let's chazer this over, Benny, okay? Let's chazer that over. This is number what? 13. What Tosis is saying is that there have been at times of the opinion that Rosh HaGadol, everyone who gives his share, the whole machloek is only by the boat. But there are other Rishitas and Rishonim that say not to it. Taisis on Chaf Gimel, and on Chaf Alf and Beis, Chaf Gimel and Maraf, they say no, the Machlokes L'maisa is across the board. So the Rabbeinu Tam's theory is that he believes strongly that on the boat, on the wagon, it can survive the dry land winds, so therefore it should be Machsherin. So that was Rabbeinu Tam's theory, and that's why everyone agrees Rosh HaGadol is Kshir, and Machlokes only by Sfina. Taisis, though, so rejects that and says not true. He says, you know what, since it's movable, maybe that'll take away from being keva. And therefore the machlokes is also by Rosh HaGadol. So that would be the substantiation of Tosis against Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosis Chaf Gimel. But our Tosis backs up Rabbeinu Tam and says, come on. He says, just because it's what? If it's movable, makes it a roi. That's what the Gemara should have pointed out, Chaf Gimel, not Ruch Metzuyah, whether it's strong enough. And the second cash is the boat also. What is it going on in Yochol Zuyam? The fact that it moves should make it 190. So Tosis says that second kasha, Lamaisa, I can answer up for the other Taisasim, for the other the Taisas sheet against Rabbeinu Tam, and say that just because it's movable doesn't take away from the rives that derech to move it in that way, it still could be keva. Still could be keva. So therefore, the first kasha still stands, though, we said, against the what? Against the sheet of Taisas, which was why the Gemara go on to Aruch Matsuya should have talked about 90. Okay, so that was the mahalach we had regarding that din. Okay, that's 13. 14. What did the Rashash say Legabi 90? You remember what the Rashash said about 90? The Rashash answered the first kasha of Taisus, which was on what? Which is on the sheet of what? Of the Taisus and Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. What was the first? I'm sorry, the Rashash answered the second kasha of the boat in a different manner. What did he say? Wow. He said the water moves the boat, but the boat itself does not move. The sukkah and the boat themselves don't move. The water is what moves them. The car is what moves them. So therefore, don't bring up 90 at all, Lamaisa, regarding that concept, Lamaisa. And therefore, we use that svar to answer up the first kasha as well. He wants to say, oh, you know, the boat, the wagon, it moves. So that it moves and makes it a roi. It's not true. The sukkah is never moving. The car, the wagon is what's moving. So you could use that same theory to answer the first kasha to substantiate the Tosafot Gimel. It's not moving at all. The cars were moving. Okay, it's not tied down.
It's part of the boat.
All right, maybe that's the machlokes. That's the nakuda.
If it's on a boat.
Okay, it's a good nakuda. It's a good hara you're pointing out. The question is, do you view it as the water moving, or do you view it as that the sukkah moving as well? That's the question.
The sukkah is nothing without the boat.
Okay, I hear you. But he claims not that way. Rashash, according to Rashash, you can answer both kashas. Okay? That answers number what? 14, 15. What does, let's get this, guys. What does Tosa say? Please get it. Let's get this. What does Tosa say in Sota? Lagabi de Acherim. So what do we have in our Gemara? What do we have in our Gemara? The Gemara says that the Acherim, please get this. The Gemara says the Acherim say that if a sukkah is make like a dovecote, it's psula. Why? If a sukkah is make like a dovecote, Avram. Sukkah is make like a dovecote, it's psula because you need Diris Keva. Yes? So Tosus points out the Acherim are Reb Meir. The Acherim are Reb Meir, Tosus says. So Lamaisa, the Gemara says in Hurrius that they find Reb Meir, that they shouldn't say Shurim in his name, they should say it B'Shem Acherim. Aye, but all over Shas, Rebbeir is quoted. It's not always Acherim. So please get this. See, you want to hand me the Gemara and Sota? Tyson Sota and Yud Beis Mavdim Mask Acherim quotes a Yesharm in the first day. The following. Any shear or shtickle tar you heard from Reb Lisha ben Avuya, they identified as Acherim. Any shtickle tar or shear that he said not from Elisha ben Avuya, then they quote in the name of Rebbeir. Thank you, Svi. That's the first Teretz of Tysus. Okay? That's the first Teretz of Tysus. Okay? Then Tysus says, I don't like it. Tysus doesn't like that. It says, not Bistaber. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that answer. Okay? It's not Bistaber. If Nosson, they include, they call him Yeshomrim. And they and sometimes, Yisluch HaKoshmush Kavukach. Reb Meir also asu kiyotzebo. They should have done like that as well. Okay, so Tosfos says it's not mistaber. Okay, he doesn't like this answer. You got the first answer, David. I mean, all the shirim and shtickle tartars here from Elisha ben Avuya, they called it called him achayrim. All the shirim and shtickle tartars said not from Elisha ben Avuya, they called him Reb Meir. Tosfos didn't like that answer, so he gave another answer. What's the other answer? He said all the shirim and shtickle tartars, he said, before being fined, they called him Reb Meir. All the shtickle tartars assure him that he said after he was fined, they called him Acherim. Why was he fined? Because they didn't want him learning by who? They didn't want him learning by Elisha ben Avuya, but he had the unique ability to take the meat and throw the chaff off, says the Gemara Chagigah. Okay? So the Gemara says, the Maisa, those are the 2 days in Sota. Okay? Please get it. That's number 15. Okay, number 16. What does Tosfos say? Legabi Reb Meir and the Acherim, legabi Mezuzah, lechitzono, the Sukkah Maushit is Rashi. Okay, so if Acherim means Reb Meir, we got a problem because the Sugya went to Chazar tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, and Shir tomorrow is 10:30, guys. Okay, in here, clean that up, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, because then I got to go back. Remember, I said I get to speak of that Yom Iyun tomorrow. Till what time you want it? Till Donnie. 6? I got to be in Psaic by 12:45, so probably till 11:45 or 12, one of the two, okay?
Do you have a sign-up for the...
Yeah, I'm going to put it out in Seder at 9 a.m. if I get there on time, okay? First come, first serve, except Donnie already already reserved 9 a.m. Didn't you reserve 9 a.m.? Okay. No, just Donnie can do it verbally, okay? That's it, because he did it, he said it's the first guy, then everyone want to do it. It's not a din and Donnie supposed to you. It's a din and Donnie supposed to everyone else. So the mice when he was typhus. He did the tefisa. Okay, let's go. All right, here we go. Toys is bothered by Akasha. What's Akasha? So the Gemara and Amud Beis has two what? We're going to do 15 minutes, not 20 minutes, okay?
Yes.
We'll do 15. So we'll go from 9 to 12:30. No, I'm sorry, 9 to 12. Then I'll have a break from 12 to 12:30. Then we'll go from 12:30 to 2:30. I want to dive into 2:30 to Miss Medrash.
Open and close Gemara.
Close Gemara. Okay, so we should be done by 2:30.
Open Gemara for me, right?
Okay. 15 minutes. No, no, no. 15 minutes. We should be able to finish and cover everyone. Okay, let's go. Tois is bothered by Akasha. Let's get it. What's Tois is bothered by? Tois is bothered by a very interesting Akasha. You have these potters. These two potters of Sukkahs, okay? You have one outer one and one inner one. They sell their ware. So the guys live in the what inner sukkah, but they sell their wares right near the highway in the outer sukkah. So what does the Gemara say in Chesem and Beis? What does the Gemara say? Let's get it. Very, very interesting. The Gemara says as follows. Okay? The Gemara says that the chitzona is a good sukkah, but it's pater from a mezuzah. In the inner one, you're not yotzei. You don't yotze sukkah, but you're chayv in a mezuzah. Okay, you got that? Again, the outer one's a good sukkah, potter from mezuzah. The inner one is what? The inner one is chayv in mezuzah, but it's not a good sukkah. That's a Reb Levi quoted in the name of Reb Meir. Okay? So, Tosfos is bothered by the following kasha. He says, I don't understand. If Acherim is Reb Meir, that means you require what? Diris Keva, correct? If you require Diris Keva, so why is the chitzona considered to be pater from mezuzah? Is that correct? The sukkah during the chitzona, the potter's sukkah on the outside during sukkahs, should be chayv mezuzah. Because who subscribes to Diris Keva? Akiva. Reb Meir. Reb Meir and the Acherim are the same. We just got through saying the Acherim required Diris Keva. If that's the case, then the din should be very clear that during sukkah should be chayv and mezuzah. So it's a great kasha. That's Tosis kasha. Please get it. So what's Tosis' answer? Tosis says in a chanami. He says, when the Gemara said that your potter from mezuzah, the outer one, meant the rest of the year. But on sukkahs, the outer potter will be chayiv in sukkah. The outer potter sukkah will be chayiv in a mezuzah, believe it or not. It's an amazing opinion. The Gemara said the chitzon is potter from mezuzah bini, it meant the rest of the year. But on sukkahs, what's the din? You are what? You are chayiv on sukkahs. And he brings a raya from it. Because what is the shita rebuta in general? What's the shita rebuta in general? The shita rebuta in general is what? What's the shita rebuta in general? That rebuta holds a sukkah on sukkahs is chayiv and mezuzah. Amazing. We don't paskin like that. But rebuta subscribes to Diris Keva and he requires a mezuzah in his sukkah. It's amazing. We don't possibly like Rebuta, but what I'm saying is that if you subscribe to Diris Keva, the outside potter sukkah will be chayiv and mezuzah on sukkahs. That it says potter nar gemara meant potter the rest of the year. Okay, what is shitas Rashi? Rashi clearly writes not that way. Where's the Rashi? You look at Rashi. Dirmaska p'turim in a mezuzah. If you look at Rashi p'turim in a mezuzah on chesam and beis, he says the wordly olam. Get it down. What is Le'olam? I don't know if I pointed that out in Shir originally. It says Le'olam means you're potter throughout the whole year. Bottom line is you're potter. It's not called a dira. It's only made to go in and out of. So that's a little bit of a difficulty, L'maisa. According to Rashi, you know, L'maisa, why aren't you taka chayv in the mezuzah? Rashi says it meant even on sukkahs, L'maisa, you're potter. Le'olam means you're potter even on sukkahs, not just throughout the year. It's a good diuk, L'maisa. That's what Rashi seems to say. Halacha l'maaseh, you're potter even during sukkahs. So please get that. Halacha l'maaseh, should be, it's a little bit difficult then. Okay? But please get that. Okay. Let's start now, shir number four, number one. Please get this down, guys. Okay? We'll finish up shir. Then we'll daven mincha. Okay? Let's start. We got a few more minutes. Shir four, number one. Let's go. What exactly, l'maaseh, is the shita? I'll give them out tomorrow. Okay? Shir 4, number 1. Please get it. We pointed out on Zion and Mabez that the Shita, there's 8 Shitas that say Diris Keva. One of them is Beis Shammai. Why is Beis Shammai Keva? Because he requires Rosh Aru and Shulchano. The key point is Shulchano. That shows Keva. Okay? That shows Keva. So please get the stress of the Shulchan, meaning Keva. You're sitting there and eating there. Where it says, suppose a Rosh rule like Bishama, that doesn't show Keva. That's number one. Number two, please get this down. Number one was what? Bishama illustrating Diris Keva. Number two, Rabbi Eliezer. If you make it like a Srif or Samchul HaKosel, did everyone see the sign I had said earlier? The Srif? If you make it, please get this down. Srif, just because you don't have a sheet, you'll plug it in when I give it to you tomorrow. What is the Srif? The Srif is what?
Teepee.
Exactly.
Teepee.
Like the teepee, right? That's also not Keva. Also Samach L'Kaisel. See, it's Samach L'Kaisel against the wall. Those are apostle because you're required to use Keva if you hold like that Shita. Okay? And then the Shita was a Shubach also is a manifestation of what? Of lack of Diris what? Diris Keva. So please get that. That's number two. Shubach is a dove coat where the birds fly in and out of. It's a round thing here. Which leads us to what? So how many have we done now? Number one was what? Number one was Beis Shammai. What's number two? The Shubach. The Tzrif and the Kolso. Number three is what? Is the Shubach. Number four. Let's get this. What is the difference between the Kivshan, we said, and the what? And the Shubach. What is the difference that we said? We were bothered by it. So please get it. Three was just the Dovko. Okay? So this is four. Let's get it. Rashi claims, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sukkah Asuya Kikivshan, if it had 24 people in its kasha, if not, it's possible. Rashi says, please get this down.
Wait, what?
We said it was round like a kifshin. It held 24 people in the havami. The maskana was only had to be a box of seven, remember?
Yeah.
7 by 7 tefachim. So, but Rashi made the following comment. Please get this. You got to get it. Rabbi Yochanan is machsher a sukkah gulas cholik on the achirim that passed the shuvach. Okay? Please get it. Rabbi Yochanan machsher the sukkah kikivshan, the round sukkah. He must be cholik on the achirim that what? Passed the shuvach, which was round too. So you see that according to Rashi, there is no difference between what? A shubach and a kivshan, and therefore he pits it as a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and going against the Acherim. Aye, Rabbi Yochanan and Amora can argue on Tanoim. No, he holds like the other Tanoim, that there is Keva, there is a Roy. Okay, however, this is all, that's the way Rashi learns. That's number four. Number five. However, many Gedol Achronim argue, Doruch Lanir, the Svasemis, they say no. They say there's a big difference between Rabbi Yochanan and the Acherim. What's the big difference between Rabbi Yochanan and the Acherim? The difference is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kikivshan. The Acherim say, Kishubach. And therefore, you could say as follows. The difference is that a sukkah that's made like a shubach is small like a shubach. But since it's round, it's not considered to be a dira and it's puzzle because it's so small. However, a sukkah that's made kikivshan is much, much bigger, big enough that you could box in arba amos or arba amos, and the acherim would be moda that it's kshera, since it's called a bias l'chol inyan. So please get that. So it's possible, or achlanir desfasem is saying, maybe there's no machlekes. When you deal with what? Kishubach, it's very small, so you understand why the acherim say kishubach is what? It's puzzle. But they would agree that a kivshan's fine, because it's much bigger, and therefore it's considered to be Ksheir. That was the take of the Aruch Lanier and the Svasemis. But we had also, the Svasemis had a different shot, where he wanted to say that another difference between the Kivshin and the Shubach is as follows. The Kivshin is only round on the top, whereas the Shubach is round also on the bottom. So there are two different structures. So they're obviously then, they're you can't pit them as a Machlaikis. The Svasemis said the second shot as well. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. That's the, well, that was number five, correct? Okay, six. Let's get it. We learned on Tesem and Aleph. Okay? We'll start Chazon tomorrow. Chesem is, but I want to get this in also as well. We learned on Tesem and Aleph that if you have a sukkah that is stolen, the sukkah is psula. If you have a sukkah, this is number six, yes? Or five? Six. If you have a sukkah that's what? If you have a sukkah that's stolen, it's possible. Because it says, Chag HaSukkah's Tasalacha. All the Rishonim are bothered by the following kasha. Should be all possible based on the principle of mitzvah above Avera. Okay? Famous kasha, all the Rishonim are bothered by. You guys got to know this. I would ask for it 50 times. Okay? If a sukkah is gzula based on the possible Chag HaSukkah's Tasalacha, why do you have to think of a possible? It should be possible based on mitzvah above Avera. So Tosfos Bayas gives a collector's item answer, and he says the principle of mitzvah b'avir only passes something mid-rabbanan. So you need the pasuk to be dug up to tell me that it's pasuk min ha-Torah. Okay? The Ritva also says it's mashma from the Yerushalmi, that it's an issa d'oraisa. It's very, very hard to say that the Rabbeinu Tam l'maisa says the mitzvah b'avir is d'oraisa, but Tosfos has a collector's item by us. And he says, mitzvah b'avir only passes something in the Rabbanan. However, the Ritva and Daf Lamed, we saw it inside, running on to Lamed Amar Aleph, Lamed Beis running on Lamed Amar Aleph, points out that the only time you say mitzvah b'avir is by mitzvahs that are coming to do Ritzui.
Is this also?
No, this is a new one, this is seven.
Seven is there.
Ritva b'shem the Baal HaTaisis and Daf Lamed Beis, this is seven. So we only say mitzvah b'avir on mitzvahs that are coming to Meratza, like Korban, because Korban does Kapara. Lulav is Rav Zworman, that's how I point out the Gemara and Tainis Beis Beis, and Lulav is Meratza al-Mayin. And Shofar conjures up the memory of our lives in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lifnim Domi. So it's considered to be one of the inner sanctums, like the Kodesh Kadoshim, and it's like Ein Kateger Nasa Sanegor, and therefore it's like Kiritsui. And then he says Kiyotze Bozu. We said maybe Tefillah or Staka. But mitzvah b'avera only applies to mitzvah in generitzui. Sukkah might have chal shem shamayim on it from chagiga, but it's certainly not what? Sukkah might not be chal shem shamayim on it, but what? It might have chal shem shamayim, but it's not ritzui. And who points to the rit tosos? It's the same question. It's cholik on the rit for you better get it, because Yushami says mitzvah b'avera applies to matzah gzula. Matzah does not engender ritzui. So you see clearly that the scope of mitzvah b'avera extends outside of mitzvahs that have ritzui. That was number what? Number 7. Okay? Yosef, make sure you're writing it down, because right after mincha, I want to write them down in my notes when I write it up. Okay? All right. Number 8. The Ritva gave a different teretz himself. Please get it. What was the Ritva's teretz? That Shmuel does not hold the mitzvah b'avera avera at all. Shmuel does not hold the mitzvah b'avera avera at all. At all. Which is an amazing chiddush. So therefore, our Gemara is going like Shmuel, and therefore has to dig up the pasuk Hachatasalchot, the pasuk Sukkah Gzul. Now we said that's against Tosis on Laman Aleph, the bottom Tosis. It's all part of the same question, because Tosis on Laman Aleph says Beferish. What does he say? Tosis on Laman Aleph says Beferish. That what? What does he say? That the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shmuel is that if you have a stolen lulav on the second day and so on, does mitzvah b'avera apply to a mitzvah d'rabbanan? But according to Tosis, certainly it applies to a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ritva claims, no, that Shmuel, lock, stock, and barrel denied the whole principle of mitzvah b'av avera. Lock, stock, and barrel denied the mitzvah b'av avera. Okay, and then the last teretz, and then we'll have mincha of the Rishonim that we had.
Nine.
This is 9, is the Ritva. And that is that it's possible to say that by lulav, the Torah asers guzzle and borrowed on the first day. But by sukkah, borrowed sukkah is good. All of Klai Yisrael, if they could fit in one sukkah, would be good. Therefore, there's a havaminisvi to say that what? That the Torah would what? The Torah would aser, the Torah would matter sukkah gzula? Correct. Because why? It's not coming to what? Laratzos. Kamash Molan, Lecha tells me, no, that mitzvah b'avera applies even if it's not coming Laratzos. It's a different utilization of that theory. That Chagas Sukkos Taslucha teaches me mitzvah b'avera scope, that it applies outside of mitzvah b'avera. And therefore it applies in Sukkah, Halacha L'maaseh. So I think those are 4 teretzim we had in the Rishonim in general. One min Rabbanan, one being only Ritzui, right? The third that Shmuel does denies it completely, and the last one is that the Chiddush, the Pasuk, is teaching me the mitzvah b'avera applies to mitzvahs outside of Ritzui. Okay. 9 o'clock Seder tomorrow, you'll fill up the sheets, and then 10:30 we have Shir, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll have the Bechina, Oral Bechina. Be 15 minutes, Bezrat Hashem.
When are we getting the
sign-up
sheet?
Tomorrow and Seder, 9 o'clock. If I'm there on time, hopefully.